pretty simple, straightforward questions. I'm with Blue Collar News.
Okay.
I just started this media company. This is my first news event down here. You know, it's an excellent launch, and I'm pretty excited about it. And Anson, what's your last name, Anson?
Bills.
Bills.
Yeah, and I'll make sure you... Here, let me give you a card, man.
Okay, excellent.
That way you can add that to your stuff, too.
Perfect. This is a huge area, and are you the operations manager?
I'm the operations manager for Cornerstone Children's Ranch. I'm also the president of Texas Independence Project, and it was Texas Independence Project that threw this shindig together.
Okay. And how did this ranch area become involved?
Well, see, Cornerstone Children Ranch for the past 25 years has been dealing with the border crisis before it was even a border crisis. When it became a border crisis, that's when Texas Independence Project was birthed.
And, I mean, I kind of talked to with just different people around who are familiar with the with this ranch, and they said that they take in immigrant children and just all kinds of issues that they've been dealing with. Can you maybe elaborate on some of the issues they've had here?
That was before this became a border crisis. When it became a border crisis, before it was a border crisis, they were actually trying to get people legal, the legal way. Well, when Biden went, open border, Steve Mercer said, no more. And everyone agreed. And now all we're doing is pointing everybody in the right direction. Hey, there's a whole bunch of illegals right here. And then they take them off into processing. Where they go from there depends on their situation.
So what occurs at the ranch with children currently? What kind of services and activities, things like that?
Activities, none. There has not been any real activity here involving children other than food, clothes, medical supplies if need be, and quite a few other things. But as far as activities on the ranch with children, no. And that's because of the border crisis. We have not had children in this place since the pandemic.
So how, and you said for 25 years, children have been coming to this ranch. Did they live on the premises?
Yes, this was also a foster home for those kids.
Okay.
Yes.
That's excellent. So I saw on the sign it was Christian. Is this a Christian ministry or Christian nonprofit business? How is that classified?
It's a faith-based organization.
Okay. And what would be the purpose of hosting the event here? Is the owner supportive of that? Is he for it? Like, how did that come to be?
Well, the reason that that came to be is Texas Independence Project has been at the forefront of the border crisis. And they have been supporting Cornerstone Children's Ranch. And they have done security, not just for the ranch, but they have done security for a lot of landowners in the area, setting up cameras, motion sensors, pointing law enforcement in the correct direction as to where they are, going out into the wilderness and actually finding these people that are lost. I do not know exactly how many people we found out in the woods out here in the middle of nowhere that have gotten lost. And to be honest with you, I didn't even bother to count the bodies.
So you found multiple bodies yourself when you're out looking for people?
Yes.
How long has that been going on?
That's actually been going on for over 100 years.
Well, right, but I mean, just like an influx of bodies, like how recent would you consider that to be?
Like the last body that we found?
Yeah, and just about the number, like the increase that you've seen over amount of years, yes.
No, yeah, there's been a major increase, especially in Kinney County. It went from maybe you would find one every month to now you're finding 10 or 12. And these people, they come over here, there's no water really. So we carry extra water. We carry extra food. We go out there. We find them. We make sure that they get where they're supposed to be at according to the way the federal government wants it done. And now the state of Texas has decided, you know what, enough is enough. And what better way to do it than to have a nice big party?
Well, where you said you put them wherever the government is wanting them to go. Is that different shelters, or where do they want them to be?
Oh, good night.
And they're still all back there.
I know.
This is where
are they gonna sleep in their cars?
Probably.
Sorry about
that. It's okay. No worries.
All right. So what was the question again?
What did I ask? We were talking about the... Oh, like when you find people, where do you send them?
The short and sweet answer to that is we find somebody, we dial 911, and then we hand them over. We're like, hey, here they are. We've been giving them food and water. By law, we have to hand them over to you, and y'all have to handle it from there. I mean, that's all we're doing.
And this is what is the focus of your other organization you're talking about?
Yes. Well, no, that's Texas Independence Project.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that something you do with the people that... Do you live in this area, by the way?
I live in Uvalde.
In Uvalde, okay.
Yes. I'm a man of many hats. I'm also precinct chair for Uvalde County, Precinct 13. I am also the sergeant-at-arms for the GOP over there as well.
So you're very busy.
I am a very busy man.
Well, can you maybe elaborate quickly, I don't want to keep you, about searching for people. Like, when... What all does that entail, and then what kind of group does that?
Oh, it's the Republican Party.
So in this area, like...
All right.
So it's not necessarily law enforcement. These are just citizens that are going out looking for people as a humanitarian Christian effort, right?
Exactly. Because if we don't go out there and try and find them, who will?
The Border Patrol, are they just so overwhelmed right now that they can't go searching for people? That's what they used to do, right? Isn't that part of the services, the border agents, they would try to track people down, you know? Who
Unfortunately, I don't know what's going on with Border Patrol, but I do know that Del Rio is wide open.
Okay.
And that is a report that we got this morning.
Just across the entire area, it's just wide open.
Wide open. They don't have half. They don't even have near as half the stuff that is going on over here.
At Eagle Pass, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grand Eagle Pass. I mean, have you seen it?
I went down there today before I came out here to Eagle Pass. I didn't go through the checkpoint or anything. I plan on doing that this weekend, of course, but that's why I came, to familiarize myself with the situation down here, because I have no idea, and I'm just trying to illuminate, you know, with just the truth of what's happening at the border so people can really understand, you know.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to spend a lot of time. I'm going to come back, you know, and just try to really spend some serious time researching. And
no, you really, tomorrow, you need to get with Concerned Veterans for America. You need to get with Luca, because they will go into detail with you on the documentation that we've all worked very diligently to uncover. And they really have been working very hard with us, both organizations. Melissa Frizzell and Kimberly Moyers have been amazing people throughout this entire process.
Okay.
And there is a long list of other people that have, I mean, you would be surprised. They reached out and were able to contact senators and governors who said, oh, this is what's going on.
Right.
And they were like, oh, no. And I think once we did that, that started to spark something in quite a few people. And they started seeing what was actually going on here at the border. And then when they came out to check out Shelby Park after we had that wave of people this last time.
Right.
A lot of them didn't show up, and that's because we were sending them pictures of what was happening, how they were cleaning everything up. We were doing pictures and videos, and we weren't just sending it to them. We were posting it for all the world to see.
Right.
And that's just pretty much what we've been doing. We have been posting this for all the world to see.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, well, continue.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole goal. I mean, because this doesn't just affect one nation.
Right.
This affects the entire world. How it affects America itself is, those people come across, they sign an arrest warrant. They also waive their right to due process. How much longer before they do that to the American people?
I didn't even think about that. Wow.
No one knows. No one knows. And that's exactly how people need to look at this. Those people, if the federal government can violate their rights, how much longer before they violate ours?
Is that what is the sentiment of fellow like ranchers and people, just citizens who live in this area? Do they all, does everybody feel kind of the same?
You're in a blue county.
Okay.
I am doing this in probably the hardest county you can do it in. Now, if I had done this in Kinney County, I'd have been welcomed with open arms. But I decided to do it in Maverick County.
And they don't have any concerns about what's happening at the border? Or do they, is it, because being this close, I mean, y'all have a front row seat to it, whereas, like, people even in Dallas, right, it just feels like it's so far removed. And even though it's in the same state, you know what I mean? It's just people don't even pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that feeling down here? I mean, because it's right in your backyard.
My son went to Rob. Okay? And every day before the incident, we were always getting messages of schools shut down because of bailouts. A bailout is when you've got a vehicle that's in the middle of a police chase, they drive off into the ditch and everyone runs. All right? And that's human smuggling right there. That's what they were doing. Human trafficking, smuggling, whatever it's called. That's what they were doing.
Every day. All the time.
All the time. So when Rob Elementary had an active shooter incident, what happened was they got complacent. Everyone got lazy. And that's exactly why 21 people died. The border doesn't just affect the people here on the border. Uvalde is an hour from the border. And it affected it in such a way that I did something I thought I would never do. I got into politics. Because...
Well, it takes those things sometimes to push people into action.
It does. And like I said, I thank God every day for this happening. That man right there knows exactly what I'm talking about. He's running for governor of New Mexico.
Oh, wow. They need a change over there for sure.
And look, there he is. Here in Texas, hanging out with probably one of the biggest rebels around.
Would you feel like a rebel, or do you feel like you're just doing what any true American ought to do? You know?
That is actually like, right. I mean, a lot of patriots feel that I should be more gung-ho. Unfortunately, that's not how our government works. That is not how our government works. Our founding fathers did not fire the first shot.
Right.
Okay, they started in 1765 by filing letters of grievances. And 10 years later, there we go, Revolutionary War. So when people say, yeah, 1776, congratulations, I'm a 1765 kind of guy.
Do you see that potential with what's just happening at the border, that it's kind of the tipping point, the powder keg of something in this country that's...
Have you seen all these people here?
Yeah.
A lot of these people...
They're from all over the country, too. Yeah.
No, they're people from all over the world. All over the world. Italian news is here. London news is here. I'm like, what? I knew they were coming, but I didn't believe it. So, yes. This is awesome. Today is a great day. And it is so nice to see everybody coming together. I haven't seen anybody carrying guns around or nothing.
This has been just a purely peaceful rally event. It has been very nice. And everybody's just super pumped, you know, to support the nation and everything. And it's good to see, you know.
This is exactly how you should support the nation. This is how it's done. And I hope we can keep this going forever. And we never have to go back to the way it was.
And do you feel sometimes that with what's happening, kind of with y'all being isolated down here somewhat, that this is bringing just more news to this area, but hopefully we'll rally the citizens of this country to really, you know, step up their support of sovereignty. Is that kind of the goal of what you're wanting to do with this rally?
All right, so it costs $10,000 per illegal to be deported. Okay, they brought all these people in. When they go to their court dates, they're probably going to wind up getting deported. Well, guess what? That's going to bankrupt this country. How many people came across? Over 22 million.
If they show up for their court date, right?
This is, no, it doesn't even matter if they show up or not. We deport them, $10,000 a person. That's over 22 million or billion dollars. That is, we're looking at trillions possibly. Trillions of dollars to deport all these people out of here. Well, you know what? Let's vet them. Let's see if they're worth it. Let's, honestly, if they really want to be American citizens and they come into this country with good intentions and they don't have a criminal history, fine, let's keep them. I say let's keep them because let's not bankrupt our own country because of one idiot.
What kind of change do you think you're wanting to affect just with this rally and just with the events that are happening in general? Because I think the public, they're waking up more, you know. I mean, because the frog has been cooked, right? Like, the pot's boiling
over
at this point.
We heard what happened this morning.
Talking about the New York thing?
Or? Biden.
Oh, I didn't.
They put in a vote to impeach him.
Oh, really?
And guess what? Yes, they did. So the impeachment process has started.
It started. Okay, I didn't know that, yeah.
The impeachment process has started. I found that out this morning, and that was just awesome. How this all got going was just awesome.
Yeah. What's the plan for the rest of the weekend as far as the people here and maybe you yourself? Are y'all going to go to the border and do anything?
Nope.
Or?
Nope. This is it. Everyone is here. And if anybody wants to see the border, all they got to do is look out that front gate. We're on the border.
We're on the border. Yeah, I noticed that driving up today. It's like, there's the Rio Grande on the other side of those trees. You know, like, this is my first time.
Oh, yeah, no,
here.
Actually.
Right out here?
You are less than 400 yards.
Probably
less than
from Mexico, right?
From
there.
Mexico. There's a
that's
Mexican
incredible
cell phone tower on the other side, on top of that hill. That's Mexico over there. There's an American cell phone tower right over here. So everybody's phone's acting all crazy. That's exactly why.
Are you Anson?
I am. How can I help you?
My name is Trish Stewart. We spoke on the phone, I think, a couple of different times, and you and several hundred other people.
I appreciate it, Anson. Thank you.
Yep. We wish to give our
Yeah, they do.
Air Force Base.